What I am always amazed as I read history, and I'm sure Monsignor Lane, being the history scholar that he is, would attest to this as well, and I'm no scholar, but the resiliency of the faith that has been passed down for thousands and thousands of years, the resiliency of it to keep going through the grace of God. You know, today we had a mass about St. John Lateran Church, and you know, we just talk about the history of the church, and indeed, as Diocletian in the early part of the beginnings of the Christian church, you know, he disassembled the church. With very much the encouragement of his mother, they went and took the churches out, wiped them out. And then Constantine came over and took over. And Constantine, with his support of his own mother, who was a Catholic Christian, we have St. Helena. You might notice her statue over on this side of the Mary altar. But indeed, St. Helena encouraged him to bring back the church. You know, we see in the readings this resiliency of people just believing. And part of that hope, the reason why people could overcome, the reason why we can overcome in our lives is that, and even in our prayers, you know, while there is the cross, there's resurrection if we take it to the Lord. And indeed, and even in our lives, when they end, you know, there's resurrection, there's hope. And if there's anything God gives us, and we find that in the resiliency of the church, even now, you know, amidst the crisis that we have in our church at times, there's hope. There's hope for those who continue to struggle, for those that continue to be resilient. As Bishop Barron says, you know, don't leave the church, lead it. Lead it. Be one of the resilient Christians that indeed grasps hold of the Eucharist and lives it in his life and in the truth. Don't be discouraged. Be resilient. You know, the sacraments that we are given in our church help us to be resilient. Today, I had a wedding, and so that gives indeed resiliency for a couple. They're given a grace that they can indeed live out their marriage together forever. They can do it. They can do it. They are given that strength. And indeed, I'll have a baptism after this mass. And indeed, a child will be given a grace to overcome sin and a grace to overcome death. Resiliency is given. And also a mission is given, that he's called to be a priest, a prophet, and a king, a person who prays, a person that witnesses, and a person that indeed leads people to Jesus Christ. You know, light, hope is given, direction is given. But indeed, even today, as we come here, as we celebrate the anointing of the sick, and indeed in our lives, you know, we have personal challenges. One personal challenge is that we just get older. We just get older, and life becomes difficult physically for us. And then even in our young lives, you know, I just remember I had a heart attack. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was a year and a half ago I had a heart attack. I thought it was just shoulder problem, you know. I'm having a heart attack, you know, and amidst that, you know, you take it to Christ. I was anointed by Monsignor Lane right before my surgery. And indeed, you know, in the midst of those crises of our lives, God gives us this beautiful sacrament to help us. Help our bodies, help our souls, help our spirits to overcome, to have resurrection. Even if it means death, indeed, God gives us the strength to be with him forever. We have a God that loves us and cares for us, and he gives us these great helps. And today we celebrate one of those great helps, the sacrament of anointing of the sick. You know, if there's any time where you are challenged physically in your lives, or you feel challenged in your age at this time, and it's very difficult for you spiritually, emotionally, come to us right after, tell us right after Mass, we'll anoint you. Just know that is always there for you. We want to give you God's, you know, an encounter with Christ, an encounter that strengthens you for your journey. Indeed, we have this great opportunity today, communally. And if, for those that just got here, if you need to be anointed, just raise your hand up if you haven't made it to the front pews here. But if you, you know, are struggling with bodily and emotionally in your life, just please let us know, and we'll anoint you, and we'll be anointing you during this time and about very soon. So as we come here today, we celebrate resiliency, and we celebrate a God that loves us, that gives us strength, strength to overcome in our lives and overcome death. May we live for that, may we die for that. Amen.